Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to another rip-roaring good episode, brand new spanking awesome episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host Landon Vargo and I'm here with my co-host Bryant Wagner.
What's up?
And just a quick little reference, just letting you know, if we say anything that offends you on this podcast, we don't give a shit.
That's the first time that we've gotten that right on key.
On key, on tune, perfect.
Perfectly. I love it. Alrighty then. Well.
All right. Well, Saturday night.
We're a little late, but
here in Indianapolis. Legends Day out at the Speedway at the racetrack for Indy 500 weekend.
It's true. Indy 500's tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. That's such a good time out there.
It is. And we're going to miss it.
Yeah, we're going to miss it.
We're going to be working.
I wonder how far out you can hear those engines.
All the way to where we work.
Can you hear them that far?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't know.
That's my swag.
Sophisticated wild ass guess.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know my mother lives a few miles away, and she says she can hear them as
roaring.
If she was almost there.
Absolutely.
But she's only a couple miles away.
You know what I wonder?
What's that?
If we are able, we should try to see if, like, they're going to fly over where we work tomorrow.
It's a possibility.
I know. That would be cool.
I'm sure we'll hear them because those jets are loud.
They're loud as shit.
Yeah, they are. And I posted a video of their practice flyover today on our Facebook fan page.
No shit.
I did.
Cool. Yeah.
And also on my X, formerly known as Twitter account.
Nice.
Yep. So if anybody wants to see what that looks like, hop on the fan page.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Also, who do you have winning tomorrow?
Dude,
who do you think's going to win?
You know, I'm Team Andretti, bud.
That's fair.
I don't know why. I always have been. Also, they used his likeness on the cartoon Turbo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
As Geed Gagnier.
Of course, because we were just watching Turbo, of course.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But anyway, no, I was always, you know, I don't know. Team Andretti is... I mean, they've been racing Indy 500 for years and years and years, and that's just, it's like a household name.
Sure.
Almost as, you know, like Penske.
Fair.
You know, I mean, that would be my second one.
Is it Penske or Pennzoil that has all the three in the front line?
Penske's in front with everything.
That's
they've
cool.
got the front line.
Do you remember the last time that happened? I do is the only reason I say that.
I don't.
I was reading an article. I think it was like 87.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that long ago.
Yeah. If I recall, it was in the 80s, and I'm pretty sure like 95% sure it was 87.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
They had a whole front row of just one team.
Yep. But, so, I mean, if anybody is race fans, whether it be, you know, NASCAR or Indy Series, Indianapolis is a great place to be during the summer because we also have the Brickyard 400.
It's true. We have the Little 500.
The Little 500.
Yep.
Yep. And we got the, of course, the Indy 500. And then
for a state that's like Hoosier State, like that's supposedly, like, I mean, that's the thing. Like everybody knows this is the Hoosier State. I'm honestly surprised that hasn't changed to the like racing capital of the world.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
not racing capital, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, you got places like Talladega and stuff like that that are almost as big. But Indy 500 is the largest race in the world. It's
absolutely.
The most popular.
It's the one people look forward to.
Oh, yeah. People fly in from miles around. I know my mother lives by a private airport, and she said, like, it's seriously in her backyard. And she says the private jets that she sees fly in
are probably
for
insane.
Indy 500 is absolutely astronomical. It's like a traffic jam of private planes over there.
Does she say when they start flying in?
Oh, like, the week prior.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, because you got to realize you got all these owners of these companies. Well, they're not going to drive their, you know, their $100,000 sports car. Yeah, their Bentleys all the way over. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
So they fly in with their private jets, and yeah,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been once.
What, on a private jet?
No, I've never been on a private jet. Have you been on a private jet?
Oh, God, no.
I would love to go on a private jet. No, to the Indy 500. No, I've only been once in my 33 years of life.
Oh, and that was last year with me?
It was.
Outstanding. Like, that's awesome.
Like, now I feel like if I go to the 500, I can't go with anybody else but you.
Oh, well,
just from the experience alone.
Well, unfortunately, not going this year because, I mean...
You suck.
Well, yeah, that. But we also have to work at our place of work.
Yeah.
And also, if I took that time off to go...
You wouldn't be able to go on your vacation.
I wouldn't be able to go on my vacation.
And Jamaica sounds way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
Now, the sun...
Oh, the jerk chicken. The beach, I can't wait, man.
The food. That's the thing
food,
that you care
dude.
More
oh,
about
my God.
Than the beach
yes.
and the beautiful water.
No,
that,
I... No.
Know,
I
sun.
Love the beach and the silver... You know, I'm a beach bum at heart.
True.
You know, I was born to live on the beach. You know, I'm destined to be a beach bum.
I'm honestly surprised you don't have a beach in your backyard.
Well, have you ever seen that movie Old School?
I have.
Yeah. Well, I was wanting to know if I could ever find, it did cross my mind at one point in my life, if I could find a sand guy, you know, wall-to-wall sand in my house. Yeah.
I would love to walk into your house.
I've actually thought about that as a serious flooring at one point. Like obviously the it'd have regular floor,
sure,
but then I would just get like sandbox sand,
yeah,
and just cover
for your cat to shit in. Gotta love it.
Well,
you would get rid of the cat. Please
I
you
would
get
totally
cat.
Get rid of the all
cat.
Right,
cool.
Yeah,
because
I'm not gonna live in a litter box. Bad pussy.
Smack that pussy.
So
for all of our friends that are listening to this podcast, by the way, that are going to the 500 tomorrow, I love you, but I hate you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Absolutely.
And make sure you drink one for me.
Drink two. I was
going
to say, drink several.
Yeah.
Like, get sloshed. Have fun.
Like, if you don't get sloshed in my name, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yep. Yep. So, anyway, moving on with the Indy 500, just this past weekend, I was out of town.
Yep.
For some... you know, for some training
sure.
that I was doing. And you know how it may have been last episode, a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how you talk to random people at bars?
Yep.
Well,
it was two episodes ago.
Two episodes. Okay. Yeah.
Talked to a random guy that was at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was, I had just gotten done with training for the day and I ended up going to a brewery to grab a beer. You know, I was hot. I was stressed out from the day. I just, you know, wanted to have a nice beer.
Sure.
Take the edge right off.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway.
Oh, speaking of, before you go on with your story,
oh,
you want
yes.
to tell us,
oh,
tell our listeners about
right.
our
we
lovely
are
beverage
drinking,
today?
We are drinking just some rum and cokes. However, it is not just any rum. It is Appleton rum from Jamaica.
It is absolutely delicious.
It is quite good.
It is. Just alone, I think it would be delicious. But
yeah. Oh, it is. I've actually got a bottle of 12-year aged rum, same company, Appleton.
Yep.
Up there that I broke into probably about 2 years ago, and I still have over half a bottle.
You didn't even give me a tasting of it.
Oh no!
Shame
only,
on
we,
you.
We only drink it on special occasions on the rocks.
Me being
no
here
mixer.
Is not, me being here is not special enough.
No,
apparently not. Fuck you.
Maybe some other time. Anyways,
anyway, back to your story.
Yeah. So anyway. You know, I sit down at a bar, you know, I ask the guy, I'm like, hey, man, you know, is this seat taken? He's like, nope, go ahead, man. It's all you. I'm like, all right. So I sit down and then this guy just proceeds to tell me his whole life story.
The whole story?
Pretty much.
Like from birth to
I don't, well,
that moment?
Not from birth, but like he just starts.
Did he describe his mom's vagina? Because that's weird.
No, he twirled a cane. So anyway, he's ranting and raving. He's talking about some kind of cars that his buddy makes and how, you know, oh yeah, my buddy, he makes rat rods and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he's just, all of a sudden, next thing I know, he's whipping out his phone, showing me all these pictures of rat rods and how he does paint jobs on some of them and other stuff. And I'm like, okay. And in his bantering, like, I couldn't get a word in edgewise because he just kept on talking and talking and talking. The dude must have been at least, like, 60, 65 years old. But anyway, just ranting, raving, talking. I'm kind of annoyed. Sure. But at the same time, I'm, like, kind of wishing the guy would just shut up. But one of the things he said in his banter was that he used to drive limos when limos were not popular.
When have limos ever not been popular?
Exactly. And I'm going to give you a demonstration of how he was talking. Okay. He's like, yeah, man, you know, I was with my buddy with the rat rods. And then all of a sudden, you know, because I used to drive limos when limos weren't popular. And the rat rods were, I'm like, and I was kind of like, what?
Way to throw that in real effing quick.
Yeah. I'm like, so when in the hell have limos never been popular?
Did you actually ask him?
No.
Why?
Because I couldn't get the word edge in one. I couldn't.
Talk.
Humana. Yes, I couldn't talk. Yeah.
Couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Yes, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah. So I literally could not talk. So
I didn't think. Yeah. When is there ever? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you look that up?
I drove limos when limos were not popular.
Are you sure that's what he said?
That's exact words. Because I put it down in a note as soon as he said it. So I wouldn't forget it.
That's why he's still talking. You're sitting there on your phone like,
oh, yeah.
I drove limos when limos were not popular.
Exactly.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
So anyway, a funny story is like, he's like, oh, man, you know, you're kind of cool. You know, you don't really say a lot. And then he just goes back to freaking talking. I'm like, I was like, oh, yeah, well, I try. You know,
sure,
anyway,
this guy wasn't like high as shit.
I have no idea, bro. I have no idea. But, I mean, it was entertaining just to listen to nonsense coming out of his freaking mouth.
I want to know the answer to that. What? I want to know the answer to, like, when limos weren't popular. That's the part that still sticks with me.
You know what?
Like,
I mean,
the guy sounds extremely interesting. Well, very, very talkative individual. But, like,
yeah.
When were limos not popular?
Exactly.
Like, that's, like,
they were popular the moment they came out.
Well, absolutely. Like, that's a prom date. Dream. That's a, you know,
celebrities showing up to red carpet affairs.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's cool. But like, I mean, for us Joe Schmoes that are never going to experience something that extreme, like prom, wedding, bachelor party, bachelorette party. Like,
right. Right. You know, it's not an everyday thing you'd ride in.
No, absolutely. You always go for the limo.
Exactly. Unless you're like buku rich and you have a private driver and chauffeur. You know what I mean?
That's
but
true.
Even then, they don't have stretch limos.
No. No. A Bentley.
Yeah.
Or a
something.
A Cadillac or
yeah,
something.
Something.
You know, Escalade or
yeah,
some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Real mafia like.
Yeah. You don't ever see anybody just. I don't think I can't remember the last time I've actually seen like a celebrity come out of a limo.
Yeah.
Or anybody for that matter.
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, you go to a Notre Dame football game, you see people arriving in limos all the time because,
that's fair.
It's Notre Dame. Let's put it that way. A lot of money. A lot of money.
They're bougie.
They are bougie.
Bougie.
Hey, you got that bougie limo over there? Yeah, I remember I saw one of them when I was, you know, when I was working on the Walmart down there off of 2. Yeah, I did the drywall in there.
You sound like that guy from, he just passed recently, the baseball guy that does all the, I can't think of his name. It doesn't matter anyway.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Fuck it.
But yeah, so anyway, I just thought that was actually kind of,
That is interesting.
That was kind of funny. And I just thought I had to bring it up because we were literally couple episodes ago talking about people at
random
bars,
shit at bars
talking about random shit.
Random fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have bar experiences like that. There's never like random shit. I think I just need to go sit at the bar one time.
Dude, like, you need to. Like I don't care if I'm by myself and people are like, oh well, if you're by yourself, you look weird. Who cares? You know?
Yeah, but I'm a social drinker.
I am too.
Well, apparently not, since you go sit at the bar by yourself.
I'm with other people that are drinking.
But
I'm not by myself.
Not the same, but all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tomato, tomato.
You're an idiot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bing, bing, bing.
Fuck, that's the wrong one.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have one of those. Do I have one of those?
Don't.
No, I
don't
have one of those.
Nobody wants to hear a bing, bing, bing.
Well, that's not the right one anyway. Oh. That's close enough.
That was stupid. We might actually have to edit that out.
Fuck no, I'm not. Fuck you.
Oh, so anyway.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that was your name?
I would love it.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's your first name?
Dun.
Dun, dun.
No, no, no. It'd just be Dun. What's your middle name? Dun. What's your last name? Dun. What are you talking about? So what is your name?
Dun, dun, dun. You have to do the voice.
You have to do the voice. Could you imagine like going to school? Like, yeah, I'm looking for a dun, dun, dun.
Here. Is that really your name? Do you go by something different?
No.
No. Can you? Did I say your name right? Or how do you pronounce it?
Dun, 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 dun.
You forgot to use the voice.
hey, Bryant. I'm looking. Who was your friend that just teepeed the trees out in front of the school?
Dun, dun, dun.
No, seriously, like, who is it?
Dun,
it's,
dun,
I'm
dun.
Telling you, their name is dun, dun, dun. Okay, no, like, seriously, Bryant, I really want to know what their name is. What's their first name? Dun. No, seriously. Can you see where that's going?
It's like a horrible, like, who's on first, you know, Abbott and Costello skit.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, my God. That'd be.
But
I would love to name my kid that. Dun, dun, dun. First name. Like, forget the middle, and because, of course, that's not my last name. Like,
right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wagner.
Yeah. He's Irish.
He's not from around here.
He's a foreign exchange student. Yeah, he's from Ireland.
Oh, that's funny.
It's kind of like,
sorry.
It's kind of like that video. Have you seen the cat play chopsticks with the chopsticks?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Yeah, like on the xylophone?
No.
Chopsticks with the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, on a piano.
Yeah, when he's, you know, doing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a xylophone, but that's fine too.
What the fuck? How would you play chopsticks on a xylophone?
You can still play chopsticks on a xylophone.
Not like you. That's a piano thing, dude. It sounds better on a piano.
Beg to differ.
I said it sounds better on a piano.
Beg to differ.
Yeah, well, a cat isn't that smart. So playing chopsticks with the chopsticks on a piano.
The xylophone would be better. But anyway, yes, I have seen that video. It's quite funny.
It is quite
funny. Any cat videos or the squirrel riding the jet ski?
Oh, that's awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I wish I was a squirrel on a jet ski.
What would your name be?
Tom.
Tom the squirrel.
Riding on a jet ski.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
What'd you...
About swallowed my stuff. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny. Come over there and have to do the Heimlich maneuver on you.
I thought you were going to have to. I'll take mouth to mouth. It's fine. What? You...
What? Oh, what? Huh?
So, anyway. I have some would you rathers for you today.
I like those.
I know you do. I know you do. And that seems to be kind of my thing for this show because I don't bring much else to it. So I've got quite a few, but we'll just do two today. So the first one is, would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on any social media or accidentally send a sext to your mom? It's stupid.
Honestly, I'd probably just I'd go with accidentally send a sext to my mom.
Less awkward.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, my mom has caught me doing weirder things.
See, now that from like one of our first episodes, like when we were talking about like embarrassing moments, like that would have been probably a good not the sexting part, but like something that your mom caught you doing that she probably shouldn't have caught you doing.
Yeah, but I wasn't embarrassed by it.
Why?
Why? Because she's the one who walked in.
It's true. It's her fault.
Now, the girl that I was in there with was really embarrassed because my mom even recalls it, that she came out walking out of my bedroom and her face was really flushed. like beet red, and she's like sitting there doing adjusting her bra and stuff. Walking out. Now, mind you, I was in high school at the time, so you know, second base was as far as I ever went, but never hit a home run. But
grand slam,
wham bam, thank you, man. But yeah, that was funny.
So you'd rather send a sex to your mom than accidentally like,
oh yeah,
a photo of your ex.
Oh yeah, I mean hell, my mom's seen me naked when I was a kid. You know, I mean, used to wipe my butt when I was a baby. What else? I mean, it's your mom.
See, and I'd go the opposite way. I'd much rather like a photo of my accidentally like a photo of my ex. I mean, because I can deal.
Now,
with...
Now, really though, is it really an accident? Like, why are you looking at the photo anyway?
I mean, no, probably not. It probably wasn't an accident. But,
probably reminiscing.
I mean, more than likely, yes. But like, it. I don't know. Anything with your parents is just weird and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or at least it should be. Apparently, in your case, it's not at all.
No.
But I can deal with the. Trying to explain to my better half what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably going to agree. That wasn't an accident. Like, no, you're right. But, like, it was a nice photo. I couldn't help it. I don't know.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Sure. For sure.
So
I got my bed made already.
You know, yeah. So, speaking on that, what is your views like on a shaved vagina versus like a landing strip or hairy?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like how do you prefer your vaginas? Obviously you got only one to play with now because you're married, but
true. True.
But it, like, when you were single, like where did you draw the line? Like, were you like a connoisseur and you just didn't care? Did they strictly have to be shaved? Did you mind if they had a little bit of a landing strip down there, you know, well groomed? Or did you not even care if they had, you know, the fucking jungle just go, you know, like.
So before I answer this question, yeah. I want to ask you.
What?
Where the fuck did that come from?
I just thought of it, honestly.
You're joking.
No, it popped in my head. You were talking about sexting and I was thinking about vagina, dude. Jesus. And ex-girlfriends. Come on.
I'll tell your wife that.
It is what it is.
Don't tell your wife that. Anyway.
I like mine shaved.
Yeah. So like.
But if they have like well-groomed down there.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, like maybe quarter of an inch.
Sure.
You know, maybe. But I mean, if they start going like all fucking like
full
Congo, like Congo jungle down there, I'm just like, oh yeah. Well, it's getting a little late. I think I need to get going.
Yeah. So like. When I was single, I tried the plethora of options with that.
Yes.
You know, the jungle, the shaved, the landing strip type things. I had a preference now. Shaved.
Yeah.
It itches.
What?
It itches.
Oh, your face?
Yes.
Oh.
And I don't like it. I already have enough hair on my face.
Tickle
anyway.
Your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, it's like people are going to be like, oh, listen to these sexist pigs, duba dubba dubba dubba. Well, you know what? I just want all the listeners to know, if you're female and you're taking offense to this, for one, grow the fuck up. Two,
oh, shit.
Don't act.
You went there.
Yeah, I did. Don't act like you don't talk about dudes' penis and balls, if that's what you prefer.
I mean, that's true.
You know, I mean, or if you're lesbian, you don't talk about vaginas as well. I mean, come on. Let's be real.
I will say this. Everybody has their preference, and whatever you want to do, like, there's somebody out there for you or a group of people out there for you that are interested in that thing. We just have a preference.
It's a preference.
It is a preference. It doesn't mean that you know, we don't like your vagina.
Unless you got the Congo jungle down there, and goddamn girl, shave that shit.
Yeah, if I had to go searching for a pearl in that jungle, I don't want to.
Gotta find that bean. Where's the pearl?
Yeah.
Yar.
It's already hard enough as it is.
Oh,
let's make it a little bit easier for us, please.
I mean, if you gotta take a freaking weed whacker to that thing, I mean, well, it's time to go home.
What time is it? Oh, it's past my bedtime.
Oh,
I gotta get home.
No,
I gotta get home.
I gotta
feed
work
my goldfish.
I gotta work in the morning. But I thought you said a couple hours ago that you were off tomorrow.
I just got called in. But your phone didn't ring telepathically.
Yeah, we have this dude. I got this brand new watch, and it's gonna tell me in an hour from now that I'm gonna have to go to work.
Move that dial forward. All right, perfect. It's an hour. I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, almost kind of like, you know, I've read this somewhere, and I always wanted to use this joke somewhere.
Okay.
But obviously, I'm not gonna use it nowadays because, you know, stuff, but like I want to, like, you know, go in somewhere and be like, you know, sit down, whatever, strike up conversation with the, like, you know, just a random female, you know.
Sure.
And now, mind you, I never got around to using this, and I've always thought it was pretty funny. And so anyway, sitting there, and you know, you're talking to the female at the bar or whatever, or wherever you're at, and then you keep looking at your watch, and then, you know, she's going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, what do you keep looking at your watch for? And you're like, oh, well, I mean, you know, it tells me, talks to me telepathically, kind of like what you just said.
Right.
And this is why I remember this joke. And she's like, oh, yeah, so what's your watch telling you? And I was like, oh, that you're not wearing any panties. And she's like, you know, the girl obviously will probably laugh. Unless she's technically not wearing panties, that'd be awesome.
Right. She still would laugh.
Yeah. But anyway, she's like, no, your watch must be wrong because I'm definitely wearing panties. It's like, oh shit. You know what? You're right. It's an hour fast. Yeah. Anyway.
That's a good one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers
to cheers
that. That. Wah, wah, wah. Tasty. So yeah, anyway, but, yeah, so would you rather just kind of
spark that
thought. Little, thought. Yep.
Oh, well, I'm interested to see what's going to come up next. this one's a good one for you. All right. Second, would you rather, and this is specifically for you. You love to cook. You love, you know, you love that aspect of things, right?
Yeah, I love it.
But you also love sex.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
very, very much so.
So would you?
But you know what though? What guy doesn't?
There's not many people that, guys or girls that don't.
Exactly.
That I can think of, unless you're a monk or a nun, and even then, I feel like you think about it.
Then they're just suppressing their inner feelings of what they really want.
That's true. That's true.
All right, go ahead.
You know, take that dick. Would you rather give up your ability to cook, or give up sex?
Can I take the death option?
Nope. You cannot. And I'm not going to answer this one because, like, I don't know how to, well, not that I don't know how to cook, but I don't like to cook, and I'm not giving up sex. So, I mean, I guess I just give up cooking because I just don't know how.
Well, I guess it's
blue balls for the rest of your life, or not being able to cook and open up your food truck.
Well, I guess this is separating the men from the boys on this answer, but yeah, sorry, bye cooking.
Good choice.
Yeah, sorry, but Russell is my best friend.
Russell the love muscle?
Bernstein. And his
twin counterparts?
No, his two buddies that are always hanging around.
Yep.
Tommy Covington and Richard Wellington III. Yeah, they, we all group chat. From time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that go?
Yeah. Well, I'm like, hey, Russell. He's like, what's up, dude? I'm like, you see that over there? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You want to make friends? And he's like, let me ask Tommy. Hey, Tommy, you up? Yep. I'm always up. Just hanging here. Just hanging out. And he's like, what's Richard doing? Oh, he's doing the same. Hey, guys, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, you guys see that over there? They're like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You want to go make friends? And then next thing you know, they're kind of like in their own little huddle. And then the next thing you know, they're just like, let's do it. Let's go for it. I'm like, all right, let's go.
You know, for whatever reason in my head, I pictured Richard Wellington III having like a British accent.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, the name just sounds British, number one.
And number two, like in my head, and you have kids, so I'm sure you've seen Mary Poppins at least once.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So Mr. Banks, I imagine Richard Wellington III as Mr. Banks talking in my head.
Oh Jesus.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. Would you like to shag?
And Tom having the voice of Austin Powers.
Oh dude. So that brings me up. So what are the funniest words and phrases for having sex that you've heard?
Oh God. Wow. That's a good one. Well, shag definitely is one of them. It's up there.
I've got a list of them. You want to hear them?
I would. It would spark some thoughts here.
All right. So I've heard, and I kind of like, obviously I made this list throughout a few days.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, from me thinking like, what are some really funny words and phrases for having sex? And I'm just sitting there, you know, just for, you know, for the show and everything. So I'm starting to think, and these are all the ones that I've heard.
Okay. Like
that
movie
I just,
or personally or, you know, whatever.
That I've heard from like either movies or
friends whatever.
Or random people or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So anyway, so here we go. Bone.
Okay.
Porking.
Yep.
Bump uglies.
Yep.
Hiding the sausage.
Yep.
Funny business. A bit of how's your father?
The fuck?
It's from okay. Austin Powers.
I know.
Boink.
Okay.
Conquer the Pink Fortress. For you Harry Potter fans out there, Slytherin the Hufflepuff. Taking it through the car wash. Pee-pee friction pleasure. And my personal favorite phrase for having sex is making whoopee.
That's funny.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
So like, yeah, so we've got shag, of course, Netflix and chill. This one that it's a Star Wars thing and it was stupid, but I heard it. I want to watch Darth Vader and I'm going to lay her.
That was actually good.
What else? You said bumping uglies already.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. There's quite a few, but like none's coming to my head right now.
That's fine.
But
I kind of caught you off guard with that one.
You absolutely did. That's one you should prepare me for, like ahead of time. I know, like we try not to prepare ourselves for shit like that, but like then I'd have some time to really think. You know?
Right. Right. So we're going to go ahead and forward on to the next topic real quick. So you finally watched the Roast of Tom.
Most certainly did. Roast of Tom Brady. I know it's been a couple weeks, but I did. Nikki Glaser, man.
Hilarious.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. Funny.
I was dying.
Yeah. Especially when she made fun of Gronk.
Yeah. Me know that not real money.
Yeah, that was absolutely hilarious. But okay, now what do you think about I'm having a brain fart. The bald guy.
That went first. Jeff.
Yes.
I can't think of his last name, but Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he went first and then he said something about when the coach had done like picked up like got busted at the brothel or hooker house or getting a massage, you know, the happy ending the happy ending dance.
Yep.
Well, Tom Brady went up and's like, hey man, you gotta cut that out.
Yep. I don't know if he was part of me thinks he was joking.
I don't think he was.
I mean, like, I caught it and like but like so I went back and rewatched
it. Well, because Jeff just, he said, okay, that's fine. And he just kept going.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like no thing. So it was like nobody really dwelled on it.
Well, like when I went back and watched it, like Tom was smiling when he said it, which is what made me think that like I realize it's a roast of Tom, not necessarily the coach and like.
But everybody
knows. Everybody knows that shit.
Well, no. I'm just saying like it's a roast of Tom Brady, but everybody gets a shot at.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Everybody's fair game. And up until like the end of the show, like nobody knew that coach was there.
Yeah.
Well, whether they knew and didn't care or legitimately didn't know, like, nobody knew. So, like, who the fuck cares? He's not here. And everybody knows anyway. It was
He was there.
Well, I know he was, but nobody knew until the end.
Oh. Yeah, but, okay, but I thought it was absolutely hilarious how Kim Kardashian got torn apart.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. She got booed.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the crowd booing her when she got called up?
So, I don't like her as a person at all.
No.
So, when she came up to speak, I skipped through her part.
Oh, you should have listened to it.
I couldn't. The moment they called her up, I'm like, nah, I'm not interested. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, so then so what happened is they called her up.
Yeah.
And
I did hear them say boo as she was coming up.
Right, but there were fans applauding. But then as she stood there for a minute, the boos took over.
Oh, for sure.
She was getting booed at.
Oh, for sure.
She was getting booed so bad, Kevin Hart had to be like, okay, guys, let's settle down. Like, it was that bad.
Well, for sure. Nobody gives a shit about the Kardashians anymore.
Absolutely not.
They were popular in the early 2000s. Outside of that, nobody gives a fuck.
And the only reason they're popular is because their dad defended O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep, pretty much.
That's the only reason why they're famous.
Yep. And now, yeah.
Well, and now their stepdad is a he-she.
Correct.
Or she-he. I don't know what the correct terminology for that is.
They, them.
No.
No. They, them.
Fuck that shit.
Well, I'm just saying, that's correct, whether we agree with it or not.
It is what it
that's
is.
That's correct. Anyway. But yeah, no, I skipped through her part. And quite frankly, the only part of, there are two parts of that whole thing that I remember that I enjoyed the most. Nikki Glaser, number one.
Oh, absolutely hilarious.
Kevin Hart through the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you, Tom Brady. I'm just going to keep saying that. Fuck you. Fuck you, Tom.
Now, near the end of the show, you could definitely tell some of these guys were pretty sloshed.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I thought, and of course this is naive me and I wasn't really paying attention. I thought for a minute that they were all just drinking water.
No.
I didn't realize they were like drinking tequila and
shit. Yeah. Well, I know Drew Bledsoe, he wasn't drinking tequila. He was drinking like wine or something.
Correct.
But you could tell.
Like Gronk was sloshed.
Oh, dude.
He was gone.
When Drew got up, though, like he was the first person that I could tell was just absolutely wasted.
Yep.
Like I was just like, dude, you're starting to slur your words, buddy.
Oh, for sure. It was hard to get through Drew's. It was hard to get through Coach's. I don't think Coach maybe was drunk or anything like that, but just he's older. It's slow. The owner, it was hard to get through his. His was heartfelt. I enjoyed it. And he still like cracked some jokes here and there, but it's hard to get through his. And then the two that did it together, Bert and, I can't remember the other guy's name,
but when they
did it together, it was a pair. Oh man.
They were funny.
They were funny, but like, it was still hard for me to get through.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, bring Nikki back. Like, if you could just have a whole show of just Kevin and Nikki, I'd be a happy camper.
Well, yeah. But those two are, like, technically, I mean, those.
Plus, she's gorgeous.
They're comics for a reason.
I know, but she's gorgeous.
Oh, dude, and I thought it was hilarious. Who was it that said something to her about, I think it was the lesbian comedian, the black girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she literally.
Jay?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
But she looked at her and was like, hey, you know, Tom Brady's like, you know, I may not like prefer that, but I'd definitely, you know, take you up on getting laid or something, but not like Nikki over here. I'm not desperate.
Right? And I had to find it funny that, and they like, she did a podcast or something like a day or two later after doing, the roast, and it got brought up that she had said that she wanted, or she would shoot her boyfriend in the fucking face for a blowjob from Tom Brady, or to give a blowjob to a golden ticket. Yeah, it was funny. It made me giggle. She was like, my boyfriend actually put me up to that. It's like she wrote the joke, and he was like, yeah, it's just a joke. It'd be funny. But I think she was
being serious.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All right, you got another one.
Do you want another? Would you rather? Or I've got other things. Forget the would you rather's. I've done two of those. If you could have a superpower.
Dude, we already talked about this.
No, we didn't. We talked about weapons. If you could have a superpower, but it was absolutely useless, what would it be?
What do you mean useless?
Useless.
How's any superpower useless?
Are you kidding me? You talk about one super person all the time at work. And I mean, yes, she has big jugs and she's gorgeous.
You're talking about shirtless girl?
Absolutely.
Boom, boom.
But her superpower is kind of pointless. So, and useless. So, useless superpower. So, like, you go in to save the day and, like, your superpower is, like, well, as a prime example, like Mystery Men. Did you ever watch Mystery Men with
never.
Ben Stiller? No, okay.
No, never
okay.
heard of it.
Well, they're a team of superheroes, and one of them throws spoons.
Yeah, but you could kill somebody with a spoon.
Okay, but, like, he's not throwing them to kill them. He's throwing them to, like stun them. Or not even stun them, but, like, distract them. Like, he eventually starts using forks and knives later, but to start off, he throws spoons.
Okay.
Useless. Pointless.
All right, well,
Ben
got
Stiller's
one.
Character is...
I got one,
is
then. I already got one.
Okay, you got one. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's pretty...
Does it involve a penis or a vagina?
No.
Okay, good.
It's pretty...
Because those are
not
pointless.
No, it's pretty useless, but it would give me great pleasure.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
X-ray vision.
That's it. Just X-ray vision.
X-ray vision.
I don't consider that pointless, though.
Oh, it's totally pointless.
How?
How is it not?
Well, like, if you could see into anything.
Yeah.
Then, like.
It doesn't mean I can go in there and beat up the bad guys if I already know they have, like, 20 machine guns because I'm just one person.
Well, no, but you know where they all are. So if they have, like, 20 people and all have machine guns, then you bring, like, 40 people and
like,
you all have,
okay.
like.
Well, then, like I
Gatling
said.
Gatling guns or something, you know? Like, I mean.
Yeah, because I have access to a Gatling
not
gun.
Not you, but you could tell people to go do that. I don't consider that pointless or useless. That could be useful.
So, like, a supersized, like, super penis is, you said, is not pointless.
I mean, it's not. Somebody's going to love it. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Yeah, if you're in the porn industry.
Well, true.
So, yeah. So, like I said before, every superpower is not pointless. And you said, yo, it is.
Well, but it is. Like I said, that the spoon-throwing guy, pointless. Like, there's a...
Not really, because it distracted the people, right?
Yeah, but not long enough for anything
boom,
to happen.
Boom.
Yeah, that no. But not long enough for anything to happen. Like, it was one of those, like, it hits you and you're like, I just got hit with a spoon, and then you still beat the dude's ass. Like, it wasn't that good of a thing.
Okay, yeah. Neither is X-ray vision, because it's not going to help me fight any better.
Well, you don't need to fight. You can send other people to go do that. It's not pointless.
Well, it depends if I have access to those other people. Now you're saying,
that's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
That's
you're
true.
Acting like I have like an army behind
me.
If I'm a vigilante, it's just me.
I feel like if you had X-ray vision, though, you'd probably be working for like the government or something. Like, if you didn't find them, they would find you. Big Brother's always watching.
Well, there's either, okay, so there's, yeah, that would be my first choice, would be X-ray vision.
That's a terrible one, but all right.
Well,
try again.
My second one would be teleportation.
Not pointless.
It is pointless.
No, it's not.
Because what am I going to do with it?
You could travel anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
At the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
Or in the universe at the snap of a finger.
Yeah, so how is that not pointless? Because I can't beat up bad guys with teleportation.
You most certainly can.
Not really.
Not with the teleportation part, but if like your wife or kids
were
in trouble and you knew about it.
Have you seen Origins of Wolverine?
I have.
Okay. The guy who can teleport?
Okay, but he...
Sabretooth kicked his ass.
No.
He's like, whoa. He's like, oh,
no.
I can feel your spine.
Yeah, it was predictable. But he was predictable. It's different. You don't have to be predictable.
Any enemy is predictable if you study him.
Yeah, but Sabretooth didn't have that long to study him. I mean, he did, but he didn't. Like,
and he still got him.
Quite frankly, I feel like that was lucky. But all right.
Anyway. I feel like it was lucky, too, to be honest.
Exactly. So, like... Not really pointless. Not really useless.
Well, there you go. All you got is spoons.
Well, that's not
I
even
still don't
my...
find it pointless.
Spoons are pointless. Yeah, if I threw a spoon at you right now, you'd come over here and beat my ever-loving ass.
Well, it depends on how hard you threw it. I mean, you could kill somebody with a spoon.
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, like barely, like, you know, no.
Then I'd just look at you like,
what are there's
you,
no way you could throw a spoon like, fast you, enough like, to do you, any like, damage. What,
bullshit. There are ways you can throw it fast enough.
There is no way that a human can throw a spoon fast enough to do any damage, not without some help from technology or otherwise. I'm telling you right now, even Randy Johnson or like Curt Schilling or any of the people that can throw baseballs like 90 plus miles an hour, a spoon ain't gonna do shit.
Okay.
Prove me wrong. For the next episode, prove me wrong.
How am I going to prove you wrong?
Look it up.
You want me to go kill somebody?
No, I want you to look it up and see if I want you to look it up and see if it's possible for a human to throw a spoon fast enough to kill somebody. No. If you prove me wrong, I stand corrected.
All right. I will I'll look that up for next episode.
Okay. You want to know my useless superpower?
Go ahead.
Snot boy.
That's not useless though.
It most certainly
Have you ever seen the video game Booger Man?
No.
You've never seen it.
No, but I'm talking about like blowing your nose at people.
Yeah, no. That's
and
what
it's
he
just
does.
Snot.
Yeah, that's what he does. And he kills these demons with his boogers. Because he's got super boogers.
Oh, it's a video game.
Hey, these are all hypotheticals anyways, because superpowers don't exist.
Not true.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's not true. There are people that have exhibited superhuman strength. There are people out there that have exhibited the ability to be
so
like magnetized and like be like able to like stick things to their skin like a magnet would and hold it there.
I have not seen any of that. I'll have to YouTube it.
You should. It's quite cool.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah.
Since they're all hypothetical anyway, yeah, there's a video game called Booger Man.
I will not be watching it.
It's a video game.
I will not be playing it. I don't play video games.
Well, it's old school. It's like back from like when Sega first came out.
Oh, so this is off topic, but kind of on topic. I found out something extremely disturbing the other day while I was at dinner with my family that like really hit me hard and like destroyed my childhood. Yeah. So we were sitting at dinner. And my stepdad is, he's a big jokester.
Yeah.
He likes dad jokes. He likes all those things. Anyway,
okay.
He told me that, you know, the five little piggies that you play on the toes,
yeah.
This, you know, whatever,
yeah.
That the first piggy that went to market didn't go shopping.
So what did they do?
They were sent to market. Butchered. Sent to market.
Okay.
Destroyed my childhood.
This little piggy went to the market.
Yeah, this little piggy went to market.
To the market.
No, went to market. There is no the. This little piggy went to market.
Nope.
This little piggy stayed
home.
See,
that's not the way I was taught it, though.
Yeah, so, well, then the way you were taught it was wrong, but...
Google it.
I don't want to right now.
Little piggy rhyme. Google it. Just Google it.
Well, then you got to keep talking and interacting with people and whatnot.
Well, because it's this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. So, yeah.
I spelled rhyme wrong.
Jesus. Butterfingers.
I just didn't add an E. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Okay, well, then I was taught the wrong way then.
No shit, Sherlock. Anyway, based on that, the little piggy that went to market went to market.
Yes, okay.
Butchered.
So, okay, cool.
Destroyed my childhood.
Why?
Because I always thought the little piggy just went shopping while one stayed home.
Well, they still can.
No, because now when I look at that now, it's one piggy went to market as food.
Yeah.
Another little piggy stayed home, and this was the brother of the little piggy that went to market that's like staying home and safe. This one little piggy had roast beef. So he's having, you know, he's having dinner. He's eating. They're fattening him up to send him to market. This other little piggy didn't have any. So, like, he's not eating, which means he's probably the runt of the litter, which means he's probably going to die here soon. And then this little piggy
Then you get baby back ribs.
Ew.
No. Fuck you. No. And then the last little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. That piggy was sent with the first piggy to go to market, but they didn't butcher him yet. So then he saw what happened and ran home crying to the one piggy that stayed home.
Aw, that's cute.
It's sad.
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking of all the other nursery rhymes that are morbid. Ring around the rosy.
Well, everybody knows what that one's about.
Well, I know.
It's about the bubonic plague.
I'm clear. But, like, I didn't know that one.
Oh.
I didn't know the little piggy one.
Those poor piggies.
I feel bad for the piggies. I feel bad for myself.
Okay. So thinking back in college, right?
Okay.
And, you remember when you first started or kind of sort of and like you and your buddies that you just met in the dorm rooms and there's always that story, like whether you go on a spring break or whatever, it's like, oh man. Yeah. So, there was a guy that almost died last year. It's going to be off the hook because there's this guy that almost died.
I never experienced that.
Nobody ever said that.
Nope.
Nobody ever said that. Not nope. In your fraternity or nothing.
Nope.
Oh, man, this Ranger is going to be crazy because there was a guy that almost died last year.
Nope.
Really?
Nobody ever said that.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope. We didn't get into things like that, and we didn't get that crazy at our places. The only crazy thing we had was that I stopped the guy that smacked his girlfriend. Other than that, that was really about it.
No. Like, that's just, like, rumor, like, how they're like saying, oh, this party's going to be so fun. There was a guy that got so crazy, he almost died last year.
Never happened.
Never heard that? You never heard that story?
Never came up.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
That's like a...
Oh, I know it.
If you watch any, like, honestly, you watch any college movie
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You should... You got to go to this party. Last year, there was a guy who almost died.
Yeah,
animal. Or like when you're going to like a spring break. Oh, man, you should have heard it. A guy from so-and-so, man, he jumped off the balcony and died last year.
Nope.
You've never heard any
never
of those.
Never had any of that. No, we did have a story that we used to tell in the house that we lived in about a ghost that would haunt our house.
Dun, dun, dun.
And to this day, still haunts our house. But other than that, no, it never got in the story.
Hold on, time out. What's with you and being afraid, like, on all these ghosts?
What do you mean?
Well, at our place of work, you won't go on a certain floor because you hear ghosts.
Yeah.
You won't go to this other section of work because you saw a shadowy apparition.
Yeah.
And now you have all of a sudden have a ghost at your fraternity house.
Oh, it didn't all of a sudden. It's always been there.
Oh, Lordy.
And I've got proof of that one.
I want to see it.
I'd have to go search.
Well, that's fine. You can show me.
You can show me
tomorrow.
Search for it. Yeah. But no, like TVs turning on and off or going static on their own, lights flickering on and off. Now, granted, it is also an old house. So like some of it can be
probably the wiring.
Some of it can be explained away by other things. But like noises in the house that you can't find a source for, or like things disappearing from where they should be and ending up in other places. That happened quite often. And it wasn't.
Maybe somebody else moved it.
Well, that's the thing. So like when these things would disappear and come back in other places, nobody was in the house at the time. Like usually it would happen over the summer. So like when like a select few of us, three or four of us would stay at the house over the summer. Not a lot of activity. We had work and other things that we were doing while staying at the house for,
I get it.
You know, whatever. When the three or four of us that were staying there would come back, though an item that we left in a certain place before we left would inevitably be moved somewhere else in the house with nobody else having access to the house, nobody else being there. Like
that you know of.
Well, I know because one, we had like keypad access to get into the thing.
Dude, how many Sorostitutes had knowledge of those codes?
None, because they were changed. Weekly.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like some funny business to me.
Not at all. Absolutely. I mean, not terrifying. Like, he wasn't, like, malicious or anything. But, like, I don't do ghosts because you don't know if they're going to be nice or malicious. You just never know.
Bryant.
Fuck you.
I need you to help me.
Fuck you.
I need to cross over so I can see Blair.
You're an idiot. No, like, Seriously, though, like there have been so many stories documented in history about ghosts that people believed when they first encountered these things that were nice. By the end of the time that they left the home, they left because what they were encountering was not nice. But it lures you in by being nice, either by being like a child or like not a helpless old lady. That sounds horrible, but like an older lady that just seems sweet and like isn't going to hurt you.
And then all of a sudden, the wind starts blowing. So like, wah.
Yeah, I mean, like they turn into something that's not that, and like so you can't tell. And I don't do that.
Well, all you got to do is just burn some incense in your house, and it's good.
What I need to do is make a proton pack.
Okay, Ghostbusters.
Damn straight.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I was living with Slimer in my house, I'd just let him be.
Absolutely.
I would just tell him, I'm like, dude, you need to clean up after yourself.
He ain't going to do it. He's going to laugh at you and go, I'm numb, numb.
Wow.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
That hurt my ears.
Sorry. That's funny.
I wish everybody could have seen the face you just made. It looked like
it looked like a butthole.
Oh Lord!
You're such an idiot. I know. With that being said, we are right at our time. We're pretty close to it anyway.
What time we got?
We got like 3 minutes left.
Oh, cool.
So anyway.
I've got a, I'm just going to keep rolling here.
All right.
I do have a little bit of an announcement that I just saw this on, honestly, I saw it in an article on our way home. And so Full House.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse.
Yep.
John Stamos.
I love John Stamos.
The John Stamos.
Well, like the Fonzie, but of the 90s. Yeah.
So anyway, did you know that, so the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
They're playing at the Everwise Amphitheater here in Indianapolis this summer.
Is John Stamos coming to play with them?
And John Stamos is going to be playing with
them.
No fucking way. I'm dead serious, man. That's right. Awesome. I'm like Emilio, you know, from the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks, man. I swear to God.
He was totally there.
No way.
No, so yeah.
That's awesome.
So Uncle Jesse, John Stamos from Full House is joining the Beach Boys at their concert at the Everwise Amphitheater in White River State Park this summer.
Dude, we need to get tickets.
Dude, I would love
to. We need to go and get.
Mind you, the Beach Boys were my very first concert ever.
We need to go.
I remember my father had bought me tickets for Christmas. My father bought me tickets. When I was just a little Vargo.
Yeah.
And I mean, I took just a baby. Yeah. I took my brother with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, they were opened by, Chicago.
Oh, nice.
The band Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, if you've ever heard their music, they're good.
Are you kidding me?
No, some people haven't heard their music.
I know, but I'm not some people.
Well, I mean,
but anyway.
Yeah. But
that's awesome.
So I read that and I was like, no shit.
We got to get tickets.
I mean, it's John freaking Stamos.
We got to go. We got to get tickets.
I know, because, Beach Boys are awesome. They're old, but they're awesome.
Wouldn't it be cool if
but
we could get a
John
picture?
John Stamos.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could get a picture with the band and John Stamos?
Dude.
I would. To post on our fan page.
That would be so awesome. Yeah, because it's John Stamos.
It's John fucking Stamos.
John fucking Stamos.
That's awesome. Anybody that wants to join us for that, we'll try and get tickets. Anybody that wants to join us, we'd love to.
He's got some great hair.
We'd love to do that. Yeah, he does. He's aged very well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Aged very well.
He has.
Compared to, like, David Coulier and
oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Bob Saget's dead. But
yeah, well, drugs will do that to you.
True. But, I mean, out of the three of them, he aged very, very well.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's John freaking Stamos.
He's attractive. He's an attractive man. I remember him in ER.
I like saying his name.
John fucking Stamos. Yeah, I know. And you want to say the fucking quiet?
I know.
Because you don't want to offend him.
You don't want to offend him.
Yeah.
Like, that's one person I don't want to offend.
Exactly. Right.
It's John Stamos.
Absolutely.
God.
I would love to have him on the show.
Wonder if he bleaches his butthole.
Do you think it's pink or brown?
I don't know. Well, he's not a ginger, so you know it's not pink. Wow, we totally just went there.
Yes, we did.
Totally we just did. Offended John freaking Stamos.
Yeah, we did. Sorry, John Stamos. We all love right. you. We do.
So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cut that one down. But no, seriously, I can't. I'm actually kind of curious to see what tickets are going. I wonder if they're on sale yet or not. We'll have to
take a look.
We'll have to Google
We'll take a look
after,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Definitely.
Or afterwards. Yeah, either way.
So I've got a little bit of a, kind of, thing, just kind of end the show with another dad joke like I did last episode.
Oh, you've got one.
Yeah.
I've got several.
Yeah.
But I'll let you go.
No, I want you to go first because mine's.
Oh, we're going to do double dad jokes.
Yeah, double dad jokes.
Double dad joke day.
Double dad joke day.
Oh, hold on. Let me.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing it.
Double dad joke day.
Hey. All right. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead, because no, it's okay. I got it. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. What was a more useful invention than the first telephone?
I don't know what.
The second telephone.
Well, obviously. Because you can't make a phone call with one telephone.
And thank you. And thank you. Hold on. And thank you. And thank you. That was a good one.
All right. Do you have another one?
I do.
Do one more.
Okay.
Because I got two as well.
All right. So I had this experience last week. I went to a really emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears.
You're a nerd.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much.
So I've got a couple dad jokes that I want to tell you.
Okay.
However, these are not dad jokes that you want to say around your kids.
Fair enough. That's fair.
They're a little risque.
Sure. Why not?
So anyway, gonorrhea.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Would have been a great name for diarrhea medicine.
That's a good one.
All right, now this one's actually really good and right up your alley.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's perfect for you.
Okay. I love it.
And you'll know why in just a minute.
Sounds good. I love it.
When two people have sex, it's a twosome.
Yep.
When three people have sex, it's a threesome.
Yep.
Now I know why people call you handsome.
Fuck you. Fuck you. God, you're a dick.
The look on your face.
Fuck you.
The look on your face.
I had to think about that one for a minute.
You're like, wait, my hand. Oh, you motherfucker.
You know what? Oh. I'll give it to you. That was a good one. That was a good one. All right.
All right. So anyways, thanks for tuning in with us here at Blabber Buddies. If you enjoyed our show, go ahead and get on our fan page on Facebook and give us a 5-star rating. And also leave your email address in the comments so you may be the winner. The winter.
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 God,
winter in the winter.
I'm glad it's summertime. You have a chance of being the winner of a Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
We just got t-shirts made.
We did get t-shirts made.
We
got
to get them, and they're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. So go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating if you would like, and leave your email in the comments, and we'll reach out to you.
Absolutely.
If you're the lucky winner.
So far, we've only had one actual winner.
Yep, we've got one, but that's fine.
It is. It's all right. It's a work in progress.
Yep, absolutely. So we will be with you. It's going to take a little while before we make another episode.
Unfortunately.
Due to work.
Fuck Wad over here.
work related purposes. It'll be approximately
about 3 weeks.
About three and a half weeks until our next episode.
Unfortunately.
So Just be patient, and we'll see you in about 3.5 weeks.
See you in 3 weeks, peeps. Peace out.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.